This is the Blazing Access Podcast, amplifying disability perspective one story at a time. Today is Thursday, April 25th. I'm Blaze Bryant. So I've talked a bit about the budget and advocacy and why things have and have not happened here on the show. So I figured, let me tell you what happened in the lovely New York State budget as it pertains to people with disabilities, more specifically what came out of the priorities for independent living centers, because that's the area I know the best since I work for the New York Association on Independent Living. And before I do, I would be remiss if I didn't thank all of the advocates who sacrificed so much time and so much energy to fight for people with disabilities, disability rights, and the ability to participate in the community. Because, let's face it, there was a lot of crap that we had to deal with, so I'll tell you about it right now. First issue has to do with the Consumer Directed Personal Assistance Program, which is a Medicaid-funded home care program allowing people with disabilities to self-direct their own home care. In other words, hire their own home care staff to help them with their needs. Now, the governor and the assembly, they decided to do this brilliant, and I mean that as sarcastically as possible, brilliant idea to have one single fiscal intermediary. Now, a fiscal intermediary is an agency that processes payroll and benefits. Yeah, one fiscal intermediary, as opposed to about 700 here in the state, to do this for 250,000 people with disabilities who rely on the program. Now, that's the bad news, and it's less bad news as I go along here. The 11 independent living centers here in New York State that administer the Consumer Directed Personal Assistance Program, or CDPAP, they are able to subcontract with whoever this new statewide fiscal intermediary is going to be, because that's something that we as an independent living community had to fight like hell to get, and we got. Thank goodness. That showed that the governor and legislature, they now really understand who we are and what we do. Now, to go off of this, it's not just going to be the 11 independent living centers who are subcontracting. There are going to be additional agencies who used to be fiscal intermediaries that will be able to subcontract. So if you're a consumer using the program, you're going to be working with either one of the 11 independent living centers or one of the additional subcontractors. All that additional stuff is a bit unclear, but there's going to be at least one per rate region, which there are four of here in New York State. New York City, Long Island is one, Westchester, which is downstate, but north of New York City, the Hudson Valley, and then the rest of the state. So there are your four rate regions. So there could be as few as 15, as many as maybe roughly 20. It's unclear. Now, again, this could have been a lot worse, but thanks to the power of advocacy, it wasn't. Now let's talk about independent living funding. So for years, about a decade, we've been asking the state for $18 million for our network, which we've never seen $18 million. Over the past couple of years, the network has been funded at $16 million. That went up to $16.75 million thanks to the budget. Obviously, $750,000, a bit short of the $2 million we would like, but hey, unfortunately, sometimes you just have to walk away from a budget and say something is better than nothing. And the other big thing we were advocating for is increased funding to the Access to Home program, which allows people with disabilities to make home modifications. for about a decade, you got a theme here. We've been asking for $10 million. Right now, the program is funded at $4 million, thanks to a $1 million increase we got in the budget, which, again, something is better than nothing, but here we talk so much about the housing crisis, validly so, but yet people with disabilities continue to be left on the sidelines in the housing conversation. Because right now, when you factor in that the access to home program will cover up to $25,000 in home modifications, if 160 homes need those modifications, there goes your $4 million right there. There are 62 counties in New York State. So it's not even three homes per county, which is just so unacceptable. And both things can be true that, like I said, sometimes you walk away from a budget saying something is better than nothing, while also being like, this is just a ton of crap. Like, can we have a bit more here? Out of a $237 billion budget, we only get a million increase, which is a fraction of a percent. It just makes no sense. And the same with independent living funding. $750,000 for a $237 billion budget. It just makes no sense. Ugh. But it's all over. Thank goodness. And all we can do from here is continue advocating and working with the state to make sure that they do more to prioritize the needs of New Yorkers with disabilities. Speaking of New York, I would be remiss if I didn't promote the New York State Commission for the Blind is doing an International Guide Dog Day event tomorrow, Friday, April 26th. Now, I will be a part of it, talking about how I grew up with a fear of dogs and what changed for me. So I'm going to leave it there and put the link in the show notes and hope you are able to join us tomorrow. And that is from 12 to 1 p.m. Eastern. Again, the link will be in the show notes. So let me know what you think. BlaisinShows@gmail.com. BlaisinShows@gmail.com. Follow the Blazin' Access podcast wherever you get your podcasts and on social media, Facebook and X at Blazin' Shows. And if you have a minute or two, I'd be grateful if you left a rating and a review because that helps other people find the show. Our transcripts are AI-generated and are not perfect, but they do give you a baseline sense as to what I'm talking about here on the show. Tune in for more Disability Perspective tomorrow. I'm Blaze Bryant. Thank you for listening to the Blazin' Access Podcast, amplifying disability perspective one story at a time. Have a great day.